In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Brothers and sisters, every story that is in the gospel is there for a purpose. A lot of things happen in our Lord's ministry. The gospels are very short. They certainly do not describe everything that happened in his 3 years of ministry. So the reason why a story is there must be found out. There's always a spiritual reason behind every story. And it is also this way today. We know about the feeding of the 5,000. Everybody knows about that. People who are not believers know about that. But what does it mean? What does it mean for you and me? Because this gospel story is directed out to each one of us personally. Not as an item of fact, of historical information, but for something that edifies our soul, whatever it is that we need. And so, I would like to sum up this story, and then perhaps go a little bit deeper. They've got to be quieter in there. That's just way too loud. Could you ask them not to talk so loudly? Super loud. So, the disciples say to the Lord, "This is a desert place." He says, "Give ye them to eat." And after they did this and obeyed him, they took up fragments that remained 12 baskets full. That, in summary, is the story. And that, in summary, applies to each one of us because there's a lot of desert out there. There's not just desert in Galilee. There's desert right here in America, right here in Texas, right here in McKinney, right in your own soul, right in the souls of people you love, in difficulties that you are going through right now. Most of the time, perhaps not most of the time, but often, we see circumstances and we make judgments about them that are completely wrong. We say it's a desert place. We say the people must go away. In other words, we don't know how to fix the problem. But the Lord says, "Give ye them to eat." I think this is a spiritual call to us to not be self-centered, to not think of ourselves, to not be selfish, to look outside of ourselves for happiness. Most people look inside themselves for happiness. Whatever it is that they want, they think will make them happy. Whether it be material things, whether it be pride or vanity or any other thing, people look inside themselves for happiness. Whatever affects them, they think will make them happy. They want good things for themselves, and that will make them happy. But that's not the Christian way of happiness. Christian happiness is to have God abiding in the heart and to have the peace of God which passeth all understanding. And that peace can only be present in a person when they have become like the one who gives peace. Now the Lord was like the one that had no place to lay his head. He only thought of others. He didn't think of himself. If we think of others and not of ourselves, we will find happiness. That's the hidden spiritual story behind this gospel. It really rings loud and clear. This is especially something that priests, when they read, it resonates in our hearts because there's a lot of desert out there, and priests are asked to go to lots of deserts. And some of those deserts stay very dry for a very long time and don't appear to ever have anything grow. But we're told to go, and we're told to give them to eat. The Lord is no longer walking the earth. He is expecting his priests to feed the people. But remember, we are all a royal priesthood. You are all responsible for feeding the people. This should resound with you too, resonate with you also. There is a command given here. Don't think of yourself. As a pastor who's heard many confessions, and as a human being myself who suffers from self-centeredness and pride and egoism, I can tell you the majority of our unhappiness, the great majority, the overwhelming majority of our unhappiness is because of our own self-centeredness. We see things only according to ourselves. What gives us pleasure, what makes us happy, what makes us feel content, what makes us feel safe. So we think of those things, and we pursue those things. Sometimes those things are very hard to find. Sometimes we have to make compromises to get the things that we want, and it weakens us morally, and we're not happy. You can't have happiness if you are not thinking of others. You can't have happiness if you look at external circumstances or the internal circumstances of your own soul and say, this is a desert place. Those are not proper words for a Christian to say. When you say them, and of course, you understand I'm speaking metaphorically. When you say them, you must rebuke yourself. You must beg God to help you think differently. Because no matter what, we are never in a desert place. God is with us. And God can feed the 5,000 just by a word. So we are never in a place that has no growth. We are never in a place that has no moisture and no sustenance. God is always with us. So therefore, a Christian should never say we're in a desert place. Depression, anxiety, despondency, that is when a Christian says, I'm in a desert place. We shouldn't do that. Now, when you do, and I'm guilty as charged for all those things, you must rebuke yourself. You must remember God is with you. God will help you. The 12 baskets full show that. The impossible happened. The Lord just said, distribute these loaves and fish. And beyond all expectation, without them even understanding how it was happening, everyone had loaves and fish. And there was more left over than they started with by a great amount. Now, there's symbolism in this gospel, just like every other gospel has symbolism about the 12 baskets and about the 5,000 and all the rest. And that's good to know. But the most important thing is to apply this gospel to your heart. Egoism causes most of your unhappiness. So we must take this event as a command, not just as a description of something that happened. It's a command to each one of you. The Lord is saying, stop thinking about yourself. Think about other people. That's the path of to happiness. It's the only path. You think of yourself, you'll never be happy, ever. And when you think of others, then the Lord says, feed them. And you say, well, what do you mean? I can't feed them. I barely pray. I'm a weak person. Well, then I guess you better get less weak and you better pray a little more, because this is a command for you. And as you do it, things change in your heart. And there's more confidence in your heart. You know, something I've said a long time, in order to feel good, you got to do good. That's true. People want to feel good by having good things happen to them. That's not how you feel good. You feel good by becoming good. And you become good by obeying the Lord when he says, you give them to eat. That's the basic message of this gospel, plain and simple. And it's an important message, because it applies to each one of us. Each one of us suffers from egoism. Each one of us suffers from thinking of ourselves first. Each one of us equates happiness with good things happening to us. Those are all lies. Happiness is to have God abide in you. That's happiness. And you can only have God abide in you if you become like him. So this is a message for how to be saved, how to be happy. You think of others. not for any other reason than that the Lord commands it. Now the Lord will give you in abundance above what you give to others. But that's not the reason why you should give. You should give to others because it is the only way to be like God. And we were born to be like Him. That is the only path to happiness. So in a kind of a mystical way, a hidden way, the gospel is telling you something very clearly if you listen. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, don't think about yourself, think about others. Don't tell God that something's impossible. Don't tell God that something's too hard, too dry, too dead. But instead, listen to Him and obey Him when He says, "You give ye them to eat." May God help us to accomplish this in our lives.